Hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I want to give a quick shout out to our partners who make all this stuff possible. WDIY 88.1 FM, Wind Creek Event Center, Banco Beverage Company, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, and Michael Bernadin of Remax Real Estate. Very important because they support local stuff like this, which is insanely crazy. And we're here to talk about local burlesque. This is a lot of fun. I'm here today with Anya Keister, who, before we started this, I was like, man, am I going to offend her by saying her last name is Keister? But no, that's what this is all about, is Keisters.
Yes.
Anya is a burlesque performer originally from Northampton, but performed all over, and she's going to be back at the Roxy in Northampton later this month. So first of all, just thank you so much and welcome to the show.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to come back and support and rep the Lehigh Valley with what I do.
Yeah, it's fun because my last name is Wacker, right? So as you can imagine, I grew up with a lot of just anything. I've heard it all. It doesn't even affect me anymore. So, but I always try to make sure that I'm saying people's names correct. And I'm like, if I say Keister, is she going to be like offended? No, this is what it's all about. But it's fun. Burlesque is an amazing art form, and it's even better when you can do something like locally at the Roxy. Is an amazing place. So I want to hear your story. Can you tell me how little Anya goes from Northampton to New York City to Europe to do burlesque? I just kind of want to hear your story from Northampton back.
Totally. I was a Northampton High School theater kid, artsy one, Girl Scout camp counselor, and I went to Moravian where I got my bachelor's in fine arts. Moravian, right? Yeah, yeah. Staying local. Then I went up to Marywood in Scranton and I got a degree in art therapy, at which point I ended up moving to New York City with my wife, who was studying at NYU. And when I was there, I wanted to keep doing art, but New York City is a very daunting city to just like, you can't just enter the art world in New York City, right? So while I was doing this and while I was an art therapist, I was invited to the Jim Thorpe Burlesque Festival, which doesn't exist anymore. And I realized there was this whole art form of burlesque where I would get to use my art skills, my dance skills, my theater skills, prop making skills, and just using expression, right? I'm art therapist, using art as an expression to perform. And it's a smaller scene. It's scrappier. It was like doing dive bars, doing conventions, doing all this other stuff. And I could do art on my own terms. So it's been a great way to continue making art and using my degrees, much to my mom's pleasure.
Right. Yeah. So how are you using that art degree? Well, it's a little complicated, but still.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, I studied graphic design at Moravian and I design all of my posters and all of my logos and all my social media. So I'm still using those degrees.
Right. I'm an English major from Moravian and now I do this kind of stuff. So it's all just, you know, keep moving forward and creating is how I say it. So, but I mean, you didn't just stop in Jim Thorpe. You're like, we're talking, you went to Europe and what? So you discover this new art form that you're like, wow, I love it. What happens then?
So I start performing in New York City and then I created my own show, which is called D20 Burlesque, which is a subset of burlesque, which is focusing on nerdy stuff. So pop culture, deep cuts, books, any of the stuff that's kind of more that pop culture, less mainstream kind of sexy burlesque. Sure. So I create that. I start doing conventions. I start doing festivals. I get to perform in Alaska. I'm running festivals. And then my wife gets a grant to work in the UK. So we move over to the UK. And while I'm over there, I got to perform in Germany and I got to perform in Prague. And then after that, we came back to America. And I'm now living in like the Bucks County area. And I was like, I want to bring all this experience back to the Lehigh Valley, back to my roots and kind of show them what the world has taught me.
Literally. Right. Like, wow. So you came back and I guess you were kind of at ground zero. So did you build this all back up again? Is that kind of.
I did. It's very hard. Burlesque is kind of like scenes in different pockets around the country. Right. And so I was in the New York scene and I knew that. And I had all my friends and I had all my performers and I had my venues. And then moving down to this area, I had performed in Philly. So I was trying to produce in Philly, but it's different. You are, like you said, ground zero. And I had been wanting to produce at the Roxy, like my childhood theater, basically since I started doing burlesque. And this was a great time. So over the past year, I have been talking with Richard, who runs the Roxy, to do it. And we finally got the date, and it's happening February 15th.
First of all, February 15th, let's make sure that people know that they can get tickets at where?
D20burlesque.com/events is a great landing page. It'll give you all the information, pictures of the performers, or d20burlesque.com/store.
There, I bring that up quickly before we talk about the Roxy, because they're selling well and they're selling quickly. So do get it now when you're listening to this, or look for other upcoming events, right?
Yeah, we sold out of the VIP, we sold out of the sub VIP, we're almost sold out of the reserved seating. So we still got general admission. It's a big theater. You can still grab those tickets, but I would not delay. It is going to be $25 at the door if there are tickets available.
I just wrote this. I want to talk two things. Why burlesque? Why, like, we've been talking about how, like, bars have been hurting and nobody's going to the movies, okay? Mm-hmm. But then burlesque shows you're selling out, right? You know, you see them and people are really excited about them. Mm-hmm. Why do you feel like this art form is speaking to people now or just in general?
It's very interesting because the history of burlesque was like the first wave was in the 1860s in Britain, and it was very political. It was satire. And then it moved to America in like the 1920s through the 1950s, which is considered the second wave, where it was more so pinup and that kind of thing. And it lost mm-hmm. some of its bite. And then with the onset of movie theaters and turning things into like strip clubs and stuff like that, burlesque kind of fell away for a bit. And then in the 1990s, it had this resurgence, which is called like neo-burlesque or the new burlesque, which started in New York City. And it was like back to being satire, is back to talking about social things. It was subversive. It was now involving men. It had queer elements. It had a lot more theatricality. And I think it's that you can look at the ebb and flow, and during times of financial struggles, burlesque tends to boom because people want entertainment. Mm. They want to go out and do something. And burlesque isn't highbrow. It's not the opera, right? I'm not saying I'm doing the opera, but it's also live entertainment, and it's something exciting and fun that you get to experience for one night. So this neo burlesque or the new burlesque has still been kicking and is still around through, you know, COVID, through financial struggles, through all this other stuff. We're still going.
Yeah, for someone who hasn't ever been to a burlesque show, can you mm-hmm. kind of, what happens when we rock through the door at the Roxy? What could a normal Northamptonite expect?
So it's kind of, with this show, because this is the first one I'm bringing to Northampton, I want it to stick a little less themed. A lot of my stuff is like very niche themed stuffs around pop culture. This one I wanted to do just kind of like a more general. I called it Vaudeville Valentines because the Roxy Theater was a vaudeville theater in the 1920s. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to pay homage to that. So you're going to see at this show, I'm doing variety. So there's going to be like a magician, music, dance, pole, lyra, like the aerial kind of performances. And then the burlesque is going to range from more dramatic, emotional, to your more normal pinup, to cheeky and fun and comedic. It can really run a gamut. And that's one of the things that I think is very beautiful about it. One of the differences they say is like burlesque in the 1920s was sexual, and burlesque in the neo-burlesque scene can be sexy, it can be funny, it can be emotional, it can be intense and biting and like have a lot of feistiness to it. So you get a large gamut, and I'm currently curating the acts to try to show that. So the people who are coming for the first time can really get like an appetizer sampler of what burlesque can bring to their life.
Yeah, that's why I think burlesque is always exciting, because it's like you see it's behind us, right? The scantily clad beautifulness, but because it's like that, it's like there might be something I don't quite know, you know, like even with an edgy comedian, I mean, they're totally different, but it's just mm-hmm. like that, I'm not quite sure what to expect type thing that's really fun.
Yeah. And one of the, go ahead.
Well, no, you go ahead. I want to hear what you're saying.
One of like the really fun things about burlesque is that it kind of resets the brain. You can have a performer come on, this is like one of my favorite things to talk about. You can have a performer come on stage and they remove a glove, and the audience goes wild. Right. Everybody in the audience can currently see everybody else's hands, but burlesque is about the drawing the attention. It's because as the burlesque performer, I am telling you, this is what you want to see. Mm-hmm. This is it. Look, you can see my knee. How exciting, right? It's about right. this tease, anticipation, excitement, building that up. And I think in a world with where we're getting shorter and shorter attention spans and things are going faster, having someone's attention on you for like 3 or 4 minutes while you just remove a glove, you take off a jacket, and you're right. slowly building this up is a thing that is very exciting for people who aren't getting this in their everyday life.
And with all that, let's talk about the Roxy, because we were just there. How lucky are we to have is Northampton and the Lehigh Valley in general to have a place like the Roxy where we just saw Zootopia 2 over Christmas break. And now it's going to have a burlesque art performance, you know, the next month. They show movies, they have artists in there. We put up a post and they're talking about how Bruce Springsteen played in the 70s. I'm sure growing up there as a kid, you must have had ideas about it. You know, talk about the Roxy a little bit from someone who grew up in Northampton.
Yeah, it was so wild. I grew up literally a 7-minute drive from the Roxy. So it was very typical as kind of like a latchkey kid. My mom would be like, here's $3. I'll drop you off at the Roxy for the night, right? I would spend like almost, I'm a big movie buff. I love movies. So I would spend like almost every weekend at the Roxy there. And then when I was, I want to say, I think I was 18. It must've been, I got to see, they did a performance of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, not a screening, like a performance that I, in my mind was blown. I was like, wait, the Roxy can have like live theater. That's like strange and edgy and artsy and like my kind of thing as like an alternative girl. So I've always wanted to bring it back there. And Richard, who runs the Roxy, was talking to me. He's like, he wants the live events. That's what he wants. Yeah. He would love to run it as a theater. The movies are consistent and bring people in. And, you know, I love going there.
Absolutely, yeah.
But the live events are like, that's the
meat. Well, that's what it's like. It's like the heartbeat. And even, I love North, you have the gin mill down the street even too. And it's kind of fun to be, I live in Bethlehem. Which is like, man, this town is really cool. Like, they've got all this stuff like on Main Street and stuff. I'm sure if you lived there, you'd be like, what are you talking about? But I like Northampton a lot. So it's really exciting. Looking forward to it. Get tickets. If people cannot get tickets or if they're listening to this after the fact, what do you have coming up? Or like, what are you planning to do in 2026 here?
I would love, since this is selling really well, I would love to see if I can get in something else with the Roxy. It gets tricky because with movie contracts, they have to do so many dates. So Richard has said like summers, you can't do anything this summer. I'm going to see if I can squeak another one in. Maybe I'm currently talking to a theater up in Scranton to do stuff. I'm going to try to see if I can get some stuff going down here in Doylestown. I also, co-ran the Bucks County Punk Rock Flea Market that happened in December. And so I had burlesque at that because I'm like, I'm running it. I'm going to throw in some burlesque.
I'm sorry. I'm just like, now we're just like chatting. But do you know the punk rock flea market people in Lehigh Valley? Are you?
Slightly. So I'm wearing my LVAC shirt here.
All right. You know all those guys. I was going to say, if you don't know those guys, you need to meet these guys because they're doing all sorts of awesome stuff.
I know them from when I used to go to punk shows in the basement of the Pirates Cove. Those are the guys that are now running that.
You know more than me then. So you're set. No, it's great. I love how it all like kind of intertwines. So there's a good possibility if we go to, and again, I cut you off, but if we go to your website, we can find more events. Is that what you're going to?
Website or social media. If you follow me, Anya Keister, right there. On Instagram, I typically am telling you about what I'm promoting when it comes to shows. Like I said, I would love to get, I would love to do a whole festival, the Lehigh Valley, and hit different historic theaters to do it. Like, you know, you have Allentown, you have all these different ones.
You do, don't you?
Where I could put on these shows. And like, I'll tell you this, compared to New York City rental prices, like, doing this in Northampton is a piece of cake. When Richard was like, here's your 4 dressing rooms, I hope this is okay, I'm like, I changed in a bathroom stall in a dive bar in New York City for like 8 years. Like, this is amazing.
It's exciting too that it's real. Like, it's happening at the Roxy this month, and it's a really exciting event that's going to bring in, like you said, tons of people. Get your tickets now because it might not be there. Have you been to the Colonial in Phoenixville at all?
I haven't been to that one, no.
We, this is, again, like, people, you're just listening to our conversation. We went to the Blob Fest in July because they filmed the Blob movie down there, and they had a race. So I did the race, but then they show the movie and you can like run out of the theater afterwards. And the Schenkweilers, I know it's probably not burlesque, but like having the drive-in theaters too. I just love that we have that.
Yeah, here, no, you know? the drive-in movie theaters have been rocking it in that area between like Schenkweilers and Mahoning, both having
and
like
Becky's these, too,
and Becky's, yeah, like having like events and markets and festivals and stars coming in. Like I love it. I wish there was a way to do burlesque at a drive-in theater. It's a little out in the open. So
but, I don't know. They've done some crazy stuff. I wouldn't put it past them. So if they're watching this, I know they if they made it this far, we're putting a bug in your ear.
Yeah,
Andre, this was such a delight. I'm glad I had a chance to talk to you. My wife and I are planning to come. We're gonna get a babysitter. Well, that's just Grammy. We're getting Grammy, and we're gonna come up to the show, and we're gonna be at the Roxy again. We can't wait. We're looking forward to it. Is there anything else you want to remind people how they can find you?
No, just I think the social media is great, or the website, and like I said, get those tickets while you can. They're cheaper if you buy them pre-sale. And it's going to be good. I'm so excited to have people eating popcorn and drinking soda while I perform. That's going
to
be great.
This is so fun to like come full circle back home to Northampton. Love it. Mm-hmm. Anya Keister. What a delight. That's so much fun. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.